producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you today?
I have a question about a Christmas gift with a new boyfriend.
Perfect. Okay. Sure.
Okay. So it's very timely. We met about 3 months ago, and it's a good relationship, but he just finished his divorce about 6 months ago, and now he is, I don't know, it's been a little bit rocky, and we'll spend Christmas together anyway, and basically, my birthday is in early October, so he bought me a gift and kind of combined birthday and Christmas together.
You can't do that. And October and Christmas are far apart. What did he give you for your birthday?
Just a couple of sweaters, but they were nice sweaters and everything. I mean, we were just at a store, and I was looking at these sweaters, and he said, okay. If you buy them, then... I buy them for you, but then it's your birthday and Christmas combined.
Were they expensive?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay, and he kind of dodged a bullet, but of course that puts the bullet back, or the ammunition, or the gun back in your hand, I guess, doesn't it? What do you do for him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And his birthday is in March, in case it's relevant, but...
Okay, well, look, let's deconstruct this a little bit. Technically, this wasn't really a Christmas present. This was him saying, I know the perfect thing to get her. Here's an opportunity. It's a little bit more than I would have spent for a birthday. So what I'll do is just combine things. So I don't think it was, viewing it as a Christmas present, I think, it was a target of opportunity. It was, as I was talked about last hour, it was an unintended consequence, okay? So if we look at it as he got you a nice shirt, or he got you a nice sweater for your birthday, and he's now feeling like he's off the hook for Christmas, that's probably going to make it a little easier to deal with, because then you can sort of think about shopping with him on his birthday and finding, maybe spending a little bit more for him or something that you would, or who knows, you know, where you'll be in another 3 months. So if you had, what were you thinking about doing for him for Christmas? What is your heart telling you to do at this moment?
Oh my God. That's why I called you, because I'm thinking of, okay, I have, the gifts are just like fun to unwrap.
Sure.
You know, like silly stuff, but just like stuff that's under the tree that is, not
minor,
so expensive. But just, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Sort of like stocking stuff or stuff, but under the tree. And then, so then I thought, well, okay, I will maybe buy him... like a, like a Hermes tie or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although that's going to be pretty pricey, yeah. Look,
right,
the first thing, I don't think it has to be dollar for dollar. I think that's the first thing you need to take out of your head, is that whatever I get him has to equal what he got me, because I don't think it does.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I know. Let me just tell you a quick story about why that's a disastrous thing to do. I was in a situation a bunch of years ago with somebody that I've been seeing for, I guess, a little bit longer than that, and one of those people impossible to buy for, and his birthday was coming up. I think it was his birthday. It was Christmas. It doesn't make a difference. It was actually Christmas, I think. And we went to a livestock auction. And about a month before that, I'd been to a farm machinery auction, because I just love those kind of machineries anyway. And he lost out on a piece of machinery he really wanted because he just chickened out at the last moment. And all I heard about for the next month was he should have done it. All right, so now we're going to livestock auction, and he's bidding on this cow. And the same thing happened where he sort of stopped and he started complaining about it again. So I went, I said, I'll ask the ladies' room, and I went and found I went to the person and I said, who bought the cow? He told me, so I went and found the guy. And I said, look, I'd really like to buy that cow from you. And he said, well, you know, I'd want to make a profit. And I thought, oh, dear. And he wanted like $25 more or $50 more. I said, fine. So I bought my friend the cow. The relationship never recovered from that, because how do you respond to somebody who's just given you a cow? And I thought, this is the perfect gift. I know exactly what he wants. You know, I know exactly what it's going to cost. You know, there's no question about the right size. It was a disaster. So the first thing I'm trying to tell you is it doesn't have to match, number one. Number two, what you can do, what I was going to suggest you do even before the stocking stuffers, is think about giving him an event. Like, I'll take you out for dinner, or, you know, for your birthday this year, we'll go, I'll take you for a long weekend. So it can be something that is... you can combine them, and it can be sometime between now and his birthday if you want to do the combining. But rather than a thing, it'd be an event. It'd be something, because I think that'll take some of the, you know, okay, what did this cost as opposed to what did this cost? It'd be more fun to plan it. You don't actually have to put it on the tree, and you don't have to worry as much about what if he gets you something as well.
Yeah, I don't think he will get sort of the stocking stuffer stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I'm saying, does that, I can hear that that doesn't really appeal to you. You want to do something.
No, I think it's a good idea. I mean, when you said that, I think like, okay, dancing lessons or something.
Perfect,
or,
yeah. It has to be something they feel like. I mean, but yeah, dancing lessons, a hot air balloon ride, a long weekend someplace,
yeah.
A skiing weekend, you know, an overnight cruise someplace, something that the two of you can do together that's kind of fun, a little bit lavish, but you don't actually have to show up with it. You don't have to make sure, because, you know, what if he spills on an Hermes tie? You'll kill him, and he'll kill himself. So, or some little token, but something that says, I'm committed to...
I would give him anyway, but I thought, like, I would give him something additionally to that.
Well, Hermes tie, you're talking a couple hundred bucks.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the thing. So then I was like, should I give more? Because the sweaters and stuff cost more. So
again, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't try and do
it.
That's
the thing. I don't know. Yeah, I'm conflicted about it. That's why I called you, because I think...
Well, but I think
that's
what I'm saying.
Show him up either.
You can give him... You can give him a thing of, you know, I'll make you dinner a home-cooked dinner for 3 weekends, or I'll clean your house, or something.
I'm doing it all wrong, because I do that all the time.
Yes, you are. Well, all right, so what do you want to give him?
Well, I felt like, oh, I should give him, like, a tie, and I should give him, like, cufflinks or something like this, but I don't feel that I'm as I
financially
said,
able.
Yeah, but he's also recently divorced, and
I let you pass on that, but my whole thing is neither of you should be dating each other at this moment, because it's the 1 year rule. Let him go through a Christmas by himself, as opposed to a Christmas where he's either going to worry about his kids or his ex or... I know you're not going to do that, so there's no sense scolding on it, but I mean, giving him, it's too early. And him giving you the sweaters was just an easy kind of solution. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with it. But to try and match it dollar for dollar makes no sense, number one. Number two, it wasn't the dollar amount was almost irrelevant. What it was an easy solution for him at a difficult time, which is, I know she'll like it. Now I don't have to worry about Christmas. Because on some level, gift giving is always insecure. And the less you know each other, the more it is insecure. And as you're pointing out, it's awfully early in the relationship. The ink is barely dry in this divorce. This is the first divorce, the first Christmas since he's been divorced. So I would play it. I would play it sort of something meaningful and sweet, but not you don't have to match him dollar for dollar. And if you do, you're diminishing what he did for you. Right? All you need to do is say, I was thinking about you. This is a holiday. And as I said, a gift certificate for his mother's pot roast, or a fancy dinner, or, you know, taking him to Star Wars when the tickets finally become available next year. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back for just a second to make sure that I haven't left you adrift. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Lynn, who's in a new relationship. And yeah, I know that there are those of you going to say, how come I'm not reading her the Riot Act? Because he's only been divorced 6 months and they've been dating for 3. I know. You met him too soon. But still.
Yeah, I agree.
But, and so, look, here's a way of looking at this, Sugar. Instead of trying to match what he did, and Let me tell you another just really quick story, because I think it's completely appropriate here. One year, my daughter earned enough money to go, and she had a shopping list for 15 friends and went to Woolworths. And so she basically could spend about less than a dollar a person for everybody. And we made it work, and she wrapped it all up, and they were thoughtful, but obviously not very lavish presents. And so Christmas Eve, we took it around to all of her friends. And one of her friends' mom answered the door and said, "Oh, we have a present for your daughter. It's just not wrapped yet." And sure enough, a couple hours later, the mom arrives at our door with this huge, big thing that was unwrapped. It was the only store that was open by then on Christmas Eve was the local drugstore, which was one of those places that you paid a lot for doing things at the last moment. It was this huge, big stuffed animal, probably $40-$50 worth of stuffed animal. And my kid opened it. I guess she didn't open it until Christmas Day. And when she opened it, she said, "Oh, they didn't open my present first, did they?" So she knew at that moment that they were just, you know, that she had given something out of love and what she could afford, and they had responded by saying, "Oh my goodness, you know, we have to get her something." And the only thing that they could find, not having opened this, was something that they felt was of equal value, which of course it wasn't. So my point about this is give what you want. But this is what I might do is say, you know, this is our very first Christmas together, and it's a little soon for both of us, and I know you're just coming out of a divorce, and we don't know each other very well. So I thought rather than sort of trying to get you something memorable or something forever, that we sort of plan to do something together really fun to kind of cement memories. And I think you can say that, but it doesn't have to be the same dollar value. It doesn't even have to be in the same category. It doesn't have to be wearable, because he took advantage of an opportunity, which isn't, and he gets no demerits for that, but he did something that was very convenient. He knew exactly what to get you exactly at the time, and it got to be lavish, but it doesn't have to be reciprocated in the same kind of way. The other possibility is if you can think back over the last 3 months to something that he really liked to do that you didn't particularly like to do, or something that he admired. If he plays golf and you're bored out of your mind by playing golf, one of the things you could do is say, you know, "I'll give you 2 weekends where you can go play golf and you don't have to explain it to me." I mean, something that is memorable and thoughtful, but it doesn't have to be comparable. It doesn't all it has to do is be thoughtful.
Okay. The reason I had thought about the comparable part is that he's, like you said, I mean, really, I recommend to everyone, like, you say, "Why are you not reading me the Riot Act?" But really, do not get involved with someone who is just out of a divorce. It's crazy.
Because yes, ma'am, it is.
He is like, you know, for example, we've had arguments or something, and then he, just for pointing out, for me, which is the obvious, which I know that every person in a relationship thinks what they think is obvious, but, you know, he explodes and says, "I'm leaving," and, "Oh, I've spent so much money on you," and blah, blah, blah.
Whoa!
Yeah,
this, listen, one of the possibilities.
The money thing is, like, kind of high up on my radar, which is why I think I'm having a problem with this.
I think that that's, I think it's a good insight on your part. And here's another way of looking at this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're thinking, if I make a misstep, it's going to be a disaster. And I'm saying the whole situation is a disaster. It's too soon. He's got financial problems. Everybody does. You don't know probably enough about the marriage to know if Christmas was always a big deal for him. I mean, there's just all this stuff that you don't know that he hasn't processed.
Yeah.
And you can't process it for him. You don't want to be his mom. You don't want to be his therapist. And you shouldn't be his girlfriend right now. I'm not going to be able to talk you out of being a girlfriend, I don't think. Although,
no,
my guess.
No, I might be able to.
Well, yeah. So look, let's look at one of the possibilities. One possibility is the two of you are going to be together forever. And so this Christmas really doesn't make any difference, because no matter what happens, it's going to be the rockiest Christmas you've ever had, because you shouldn't be together. He should have had a first Christmas by himself. Does he have kids?
He has one son, yeah.
Okay, which is going to be an added complication.
Then I guess they alternate holidays.
And
so Christmas, he's with his ex-wife, and then the next Christmas it will be with him. So.
A year from now, you're going to have a whole different set of issues if there is. All right, so number one is the two of you are going to be together forever, so this Christmas doesn't make any difference. So just do something fun and light and make him a lemon meringue pie or something. The second possibility is that the two of you are going to have to take a break at some point just because he needs to process some stuff, and you being there is going to hurt your feelings, going to make him feel guilty. You can't really do it with somebody watching over his shoulder. You don't need to sit there and allow him to do terrible things, because that'll set the pattern. So the two of you are going to break up for a while, which means this Christmas really doesn't make any difference. The third possibility is the two of you are not going to make it. So this Christmas really doesn't make any difference. So looking at it, do whatever you want to do.
Christmas doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
Yeah, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever will make you feel okay about it. And listen to your gut. If your gut is saying, oh, that's too much money, or I can't afford this, or I feel like I'm trying to compete with him, or, and it may be, look, he's probably aware on some level that he shouldn't be in this relationship, that he's being, without intending to be, being exploitative of you, because he's hurting. I mean, divorce is not any fun. And luckily you were not the other woman, so that saves both of you. But one of the ways in our society that men, I just saw a movie. Oh, it's a French movie, very French. But the husband comes home with flowers, and she says, pardon?
What's the name of the movie?
In The Shadow of Women.
The Shadow of Women, okay.
Yeah, okay. She comes home, it's in black and white, it's very French. He brings flowers home, and she says, who are you having an affair with? Says men always bring flowers when they're having an affair. There are an awful lot of men who compensate for doing something for which they feel guilty by buying something, because it's how they've been taught to think about themselves. As women look for good providers. What does that mean? That's just shorthand for money, right? So when men do things where they know that they're not being a really good guy, for whatever reason, for an awful lot of men, the way that they compensate, the way that they deal with their own conscience, is to buy something. Now, I'm not saying that was primary about what happened in October, but it would certainly be pretty unusual if it wasn't on some level what he was doing. You don't have the same issue. You don't have to feel guilty. You're the one who's putting up with all the crap. You're the one who's being the little, making the beds, and you're the one who's being the salve to his wounded ego for a divorce. You don't have the same responsibility does. So do whatever feels okay to you. But don't try and compete. Don't try to compensate. And understand, bottom line is, whether the two of you are together in a year or not, this Christmas doesn't make any difference. So do whatever you want.
One question, when he has these outbursts and so on from his divorce, I know you need to go, right? But
I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
All right, hang on for just a second.
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your credit card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who are desperately waiting to hear It's Broken, Let's Fix It, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer because, you know, we always give our callers first priority, and I don't, you know, I know I tell Lynn I take her off the air, but I don't want, you know, Lynn is part of our program, and you're part of the program, and I didn't want the audience to think, well, what did she say off the air? So, all right, let me just do a real quick recap, Lynn. She's been in a relationship with a dude who's been divorced for only 6 months. For Christmas, or they've been dating each other for 3 months. For her birthday in October, what day in October, incidentally?
11.
Okay, so you're a
Libra. Yeah.
Libra, yeah. I started to say Leo, which I knew was wrong. A Libra. All right, and he bought her two expensive sweaters, saying, "Okay, this is for Christmas as well." And she's saying, "Okay, what do I do for Christmas?" And we talked about it. And all right, so you're now saying, "I'm saying it's too soon that this Christmas, in some ways, is irrelevant because either." You're going to have to start over again once he's actually really seriously gone through a Christmas by himself, which he should be doing this year, and he's not going to, which means it may happen at some point. If you're together forever, this Christmas doesn't make any difference. If you break up, this Christmas doesn't make any difference. None of it is going to have much to do with you. It's going to have to do with the fact that he just hasn't had the time to internalize all the things that you have to after you go through a divorce. So what part is me? What part is her? Yada, yada. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you said we're talking about when he blows up at you. So let's start with there.
Okay. The first thing, I think, just to say what you were just now talking about, just to speak to that, is that the guy is, like, not, just to speak to your one-year rule, if he's not healed with me, I mean, he's going to just burn me and then go to someone else. And it's not like they are going to, I don't know, for some reason, in a way, as a woman with a man who's just recently divorced, you think, oh, if I, you know, yeah, don't have a relationship with him, he'll find someone else and they will live happily ever after. I doubt it.
Well,
no,
there,
I really know.
But I think there's a time, there are times in our life where we just have to believe in kismet. What's meant to be is meant to be. And the problem about, because, you know, you're not alone in that notion of, you know, men really don't want to be alone and so they'll find somebody. But one of several things happen. Either you get to be the Band-Aid, and we know what we do with Band-Aids, right? As soon as you're healed, you throw them away. So, and yeah, you don't want to be that person. And so I actually do have a strategy for what to do in that situation. So a lot of women feel if I don't get him when he's raw, then, you know, then somebody else will pick him up. But there's so many bad habits that happen during that first year. It takes a long time to overcome
them.
And sometimes they do and sometimes they not. So the strategy, as far as I'm concerned, is, okay, you see this great guy, you see it has potential, you know it's too soon. So what you do is you say, it's just a heartbeat too soon, but what I'll do is I'll be your dating coach, and I'll help you to sow your wild oats, and you and I will talk, you know, and it can't be, you know, we're going to go out on Saturday night because that becomes a date. But, you know, I'll talk about, and you can talk about your fears, you can talk about other women, and I'll just, because then if at some point you think that he's getting close to somebody, you can kind of swoop in and do the, oh, did you know she has buck teeth? Did you notice when she laughs, she sort of dribbles on her nose? I mean, you can do all sorts of horrible things. But you're in a position so that you're still friends, you're still involved, so you're not cutting him loose completely, but you don't have to be the whipping boy for all of the things that he needs to work out. So one of the possibilities... Pardon?
I've tried that. And he said, I don't want a woman that I only see one or two times a week. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I've said, let's just date. Oh, I hate
But Lynn, no, I'm not saying, I'm not saying let's just date. I'm saying just be friends. Don't date. And of course, he's going to want what he wants. He's not going to say, look, Lynn, I'm a walking mess right now. I feel guilty about my divorce. You know, I don't know what I want. She was always yelling at me about spending too much money, so I'm going to spend any kind of money I want on you, at least now, and then, you know, we can worry. You just don't know enough, and he's not sorting it out. But he's not going to sort of put on his big boy pants and say, what I really need to do is spend a year being miserable and sort out who I am and what mistakes I made and what I should make sure I don't do again and take my responsibility. He's going to say, wow, Lynn, tell me I'm sexy and you love me and you can hardly wait to be, you know, your eyes light up when I'm around, because that's what everybody wants. It just doesn't work. So
no,
expecting him to go along.
Yeah.
Well, but expecting him to go along with you saying, look, you have to be a grown-up about this, is magical thinking. He's not going to. And the question is, how much is it worth to you to put yourself in this really compromised position? Because what you do now is going to set up what you do in a year from now and from now on. And the idea of, well, once he's divorced, everything will be fine. Once he's divorced, he's going to say, okay, I'm now divorced, and now I can do whatever I want. And you know, Lynn's great, but, you know, you're just putting yourself in harm's way. And it may be worth it to you, but then you have to understand that's what you're doing.
No, I don't think it's worth it to me, because I agree with you about the bad habits. Because that's the thing about this. When you mentioned, why does he blow up? I mean, that was the initial question from you. And, I mean, he gets, like, very so, for example, he gets very frustrated. Like, he'll talk about this divorce all the time. And I say, I don't want to talk about it. I mean, because of...
And so what he's going to say is... Boy, you know, yep. My wife, you know, I thought you were more sympathetic than that. Who am I going to talk to? And the answer is, See, what you can do is when he says, when he starts talking about, well, you don't want to hear about his divorce, for heaven's sake. Put your arms around him, nibble his ear and say, hey, listen, I want to talk about our sex life. What I want you to do is I found the name of a really great therapist and go talk to her about your divorce or him about the divorce.
And that's what I said, but he still doesn't stop it. And I said, can we...
Well, no. He's not going to stop it. You have to stop it. Why should he stop it? He gets sympathy. He gets free. He doesn't have to pay for it.
No, I don't even talk to him about it.
He's talking to you about it. Lynn, you're not looking...
Okay, go ahead, please.
Have you ever been married?
Right.
Lynn, have you ever been married?
No.
I didn't hear. Okay. So,
no, just engaged, but not married.
Okay, all right. Let's go back to the engagement. How long ago was that?
25 years.
Okay. How old are you now?
48.
Okay. Do you remember who broke off the engagement? Did you or did he?
I did.
Why?
Yeah, he lied to me about his age and... really crazy things going on. Yeah.
How long had you known him before you got engaged?
I think it was about 8 months.
And how long were you...
I mean, less than a year, but yeah.
Okay, and how long were you actually engaged?
4 months.
Okay, so that's basically a total
months.
Of a year, right? Okay. Do you remember the first year after that, how lousy it felt?
I was happy to be rid of him, actually. But I think if you're younger, I mean, I know what you're saying, but, I mean, this guy, he's been married with, you know, I think 10 years with a kid and all this.
That's my point. That if you remember back to how lousy it felt, you were the one who broke it off. It had only been a year. You were younger, and it was still chaotic. Mm-hmm. You wonder if anybody's ever going to love you again, if you did something wrong, if it's because one of your breasts is bigger than the other. I mean, all those kinds of things that happen. He is
I
flash forward.
I agree with you, but what do I do? What do I do? Because
all right.
What you do is
understand.
I understand it. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do is understand that you have to watch out for you because he's not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
doesn't
make him a bad guy. So when he starts talking about the divorce, what you can say is, I'll tell you what, what is his major complaint with you at this moment?
That I'm impatient about the fact that he talks about the divorce.
Okay, nothing else?
I think this impatience, you know, just like...
Okay, here's the deal you can make
habit.
Okay, so what you can say is, I'll make you a deal. Because Christmas doesn't make any difference. Your New Year's resolutions may be the foundation of whether this relationship survives. I have to say, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. We'll make a contract. And anytime you feel I'm being impatient with you about anything other than talking about the divorce, you tell me and I'll give you $20 at the moment, which means you're going to have to go to the ATM.
Yes, I said to him $50 when he talks about the divorce.
But anytime he talks about the divorce, he has to give you $20.
Right. I said this like 2 nights ago. I wish you could send me my SMS, my text.
So did he agree to it?
He said exactly this, because I listen to you all the time.
So did he agree to it?
But then he was like, then we put it in the piggy bank for like...
No. It doesn't go in the piggy bank.
Exactly.
It goes into your pocket.
Thing. Like, that's my money.
Yep. My dear, listen. Lynn, you're on the right track. You just don't back it up.
I don't have to. Yeah, exactly.
You're just going to have to decide that this doesn't make any sense. And and every time you wimp out, you decide which political party you hate the most, and you send them money every time you wimp out. All right, listen. You know what to do. It's just a matter of doing it. All right. And I don't look.
Okay,
whatever you do
so
through the holiday season is absolutely irrelevant. It doesn't make any difference. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Manny, can you tell me Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Sorry, I got 10 minutes. But I just wanted to ask a quick question. My husband has agreed to go to rehab for alcohol, addiction to alcohol, and depression. And he's going for, it's like partial hospitalization where he's there for the week, and then he's going to be coming home on the weekends for a couple weeks.
How long have you guys been married?
10 years.
And do you have kids?
7, and 5.
How old is your husband?
48.
Why did you guys opt for that particular plan?
That was the only thing that was, like, available.
Got it.
Through our, like, insurance, because for him to, like, detox, he doesn't really qualify for that because he can stay off the alcohol for a little bit, but then he goes back. So it's not like he's, like, drinking, like, all the time around the clock. So,
Well, I might have suggested to the insurance company something slightly different, but okay. All right, so what's your question to me, Sugar?
So I just didn't know what to tell the kids. Should we be honest about everything? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Although I think the two of you tell them together, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all right, if you were going to tell the kids, what specifically would you say?
Well, I was going to put it in more of a positive note by saying something like, he's going away to get well. He's, you know.
I think that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So has, presuming the kids have seen him when he's been drinking, correct?
I mean, he's typically done this, like, later, after they've gone to bed most of the time. But, I mean, they have seen him drinking, but I don't know if they've necessarily.
Have you asked him what he wants to tell them?
I should probably ask him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, Sugar, let me tell you, for about four different reasons.
Okay.
Because it's, you don't want to be the mommy in this. You don't want to be the human breathalyzer. You don't want to be, you don't want to let him sort of get mad at you because you told the kid something he wasn't happy with. So I would sit down with him. When does he start the hospitalization?
He's actually going to start the 28th because.
Good.
Yeah.
Sooner is better than later. All right. So I would sit down with him today, or go take a walk with him.
Okay.
And say, what do you want to tell the kids? And he's going to very likely say, I don't know, what do you want to tell him? And say, look, I can give you what my scenario would be, but we got several issues. Number one, how truthful do we want to be? Because lying to kids never really works. Most of us are not that good at it, and sooner or later we get caught out. Second of all, they're aware. Kids are aware that there's tension. Kids are aware there's drinking. They may not be able to describe it specifically because they're young. And they don't have necessarily the vocabulary, but they know. So acknowledging a problem, saying, look, you may have noticed mommy and daddy were really unhappy because daddy. But I think you're going to have to take your primary guidance from him, as I said, for a bunch of reasons. First of all, it's his problem, not yours. I mean, it's yours and the kids secondarily. But he has to own it because that's the only way things are ever going to change.
Okay.
And so him saying, look, I know that sometimes daddy is really angry in the morning because he has a bad head. And you know, and not to mention, if daddy's an alcoholic, that means that there's very likely a genetic predisposition to alcoholism, which means the kids have to know about that growing up so that they're protected. So hiding it from them makes no sense on about 15 different levels, number one.
Right.
Number two, it's his problem, so he needs to determine it. And the very fact that you're deferring to him, you're not treating him as an invalid, you're not treating him as an outlaw, you're treating him as a guy with a problem who's gonna manage the problem. So let him guide you. You should be there when you talk about it together, and you should be there to answer the kids' questions. And then the big issue becomes, what do we do on the weekends? How should our life change? And the two of you may want to talk about that even before you talk with the kids about it, because what the kids really want to know is, how is this going to affect us?
Right.
So, number one, what do you want to tell them? Number two, how are the weekends going to work? Have you met with a counselor to talk, the two of you, to talk about how weekends are going to work as opposed to during the week?
No, we should probably do that.
Mm-hmm. And if you can, I would do it before you talk with the kids, which means you've got basically a week, but not much more than that.
I mean, they said you could probably stay there, but there's just no program there over the weekend.
Well, that's something to talk with him about. My guess is, how long is the program? Is it, how many weeks?
Well, it varies. It's a couple weeks, but they said it could be longer depending upon how everything goes, I guess.
If I were you, my dear, and again, you can talk with him about it, and bottom line is, it's his decision.
Right.
I think it's going to be easier on you, the kids, and him for him to stay there, even though there's no program. Because he's away from temptation. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. He doesn't have any responsibilities. He's out of the context where he's used to drinking. And if he's still working, it's very likely he drinks more on the weekends.
Right.
So being in a place where he can't drink
may make more sense. It means you don't have to keep going back and forth between having him there and having to keep an eye on him. And when he says, gee, I'm going to go out and get a pack of cigarettes, does he really mean he's hitting a bar? You don't have to check, you don't have to smell his breath. I mean, you don't want to be put in a position of having to monitor him. I think the two of you need to talk seriously about him staying there on the weekends.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, I think it should even probably be deferred until this January 5th because they're closed on New Year's. So he would be there for 4 days and then be back for 3 days.
Well, I wouldn't have him come back. I agree with you. I think that unless he can stay there during those days.
Right. Okay.
All right, look, my dear, the two of you have to have a conversation tonight, okay? You have the conversation about, first of all, that doesn't make more sense for you to be there, so you don't have to worry about us. You're really, it's out of time and out of place. Sooner or later, you're going to have to come back to the family and all the stresses that incurs and all the guilt and all the shame and all the pressure. But not to begin with. You're going to be vulnerable. Stay in a place that will keep track of you, so you don't have to worry about it. So all you have to worry about is sobriety. Number one. Number two, what do we tell the kids? And again, you don't know what you're going to tell the kids till you know whether he's going to be coming home on the weekends. And hopefully he's not, because it makes no sense. All right, so number two, what do we tell the kids? Number three, I guess, is just really those number one and number two, because he should not be home on the weekends. It's going to make it harder on you, harder on the kids, and harder on him.
Yeah.
Oh, number three, I guess, is do we start January 4th rather than the 28th?
Right.
And I don't have any problem with him starting the 28th as long as he doesn't come home, because it makes no sense to be there for a couple of days and then come home. It's going to be confusing to you, to him. I mean, this is serious stuff. Your husband, did you tell me how he's 48 years old? He's been drinking since he was probably 12 years old.
You got it. 14, 15,
Yeah, and he's been depressed for probably most of that time. He hasn't dealt with either of them. And dealing with it for a couple of days during the week and then coming home on the weekends and having all the same problems, don't do it. Okay?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, sugar. 855-993-7569. I promise we'll do rounds. We'll just not do it this week. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.